Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master in Fort Lauderdale at Ocean Fest. Check it out, oceanfest.com. Martin Stepanek getting ready to do breath hold demonstration in 1 minute. This is the 5 minute warm up, right? 5 minute warm up, yes. So he's going to hold his breath for 5 minutes just to warm up.
That's amazing.
For like a 7 minute, 8 minute attempt.
The rumor is you never lasted 5 minutes at anything. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, so while he does that, we're having guys in mermaid tails.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. We took a very strange turn here a few minutes ago on the big show here at Ocean Fest. It's the first time ever we've added guys in mermaid tails to Nikki and Abby. Did you like this, Abby? Was this good for you as it was for them?
You know, we don't meet a lot of mermen out there, Greg, so I loved it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Nikki, I'm going to put you on the spot. You had four guys in mermaid tails, right? Did you have one guy out of these four that kind of worked it better than the other four in your humble observations?
I think I would have to go with Doug, probably.
Doug! Doug worked it. Now, what was it about Doug and a mermaid tail that did it for you?
He was just a natural. I mean, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Doug, have you ever done this before, dressed up as a mermaid in public?
That's not on the record, right?
Yeah, no, nobody listens.
Well, then, no, probably not.
Okay, well, we got a nice little prize for you. A Sharkwater DVD has just been released, or the Sharkwater movie. Have you seen it?
No.
You will now, because you're going to get one of the first DVDs ever released in the country.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to hook you up. We're going to give everybody else some stuff, too. And Martin's ready?
Is he ready?
He's already underneath.
Martin's face down.
He's face down. He's doing his five-minute demo now.
He's just doing a little warm-up of 5 minutes. Good.
I had the clock ticking away.
It's just a slight little warm-up,
yeah,
for
so
sure.
All the listeners start holding their breath right now. See how they can last.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, wait, not me.
Not you, no.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. But everybody else. We're going to see who passes out first here in Fort Lauderdale, and then we'll get the emails later on this week like, hey, man, I couldn't do it.
Dude.
I almost died. I started turning blue. But you know what's crazy? You know, Martin's doing this little demonstration to show what is actually humanly possible. And to think that you can hold your breath for 5 minutes, and that's just the warm-up, is fairly impressive. And we're going to talk to him after.
Okay, I just got
this.
The word. This is Martin's main dive. He's shooting for.
He's not even. He skipped the demo.
He went right to the.
He's like, why waste time?
Why
Let's get
waste
to the meat
time.
And potatoes. You know, so this is what we do at Ocean Fest. We do, breath hold demonstrations. We talk about, the diving here in Fort Lauderdale, hanging out with all the diving friends, water balloon fights, conch blowing competitions, and men in mermaid tails.
Race cars and gully roosters and seafood, man.
How else are you going to pass your surface interval?
I'm telling you. This is the place. This is the place.
Actually, when we get Martin back up here, Neil, I want to talk to him about how he does this freak of nature. We just hit the 2 minute mark.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
If you're keeping count. He's still underwater, and I assume he's still alive. Nobody's called paramedics, so I'm saying that's the case. And anyway, so, but I'm going to ask him, what are his
techniques? The problem is, if this guy ever did get shallow water blackout, nobody would know it.
That's right.
Like a day and a half later, Martin is hanging in there, man.
He's held his breath for 2.5 hours.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. But that would kind of end things on a downside.
I think the blue color might give it away.
The thing is, you know, we joke, but it really is a very serious thing. You shouldn't try this at home in your pool because people do literally black out and they, you know, just playing around in the pool. And many people have died doing that kind of thing.
A very unique thing about free diving is actually the better you get at it, the more dangerous it becomes. Because a novice diver with mask fin and snorkel, he dives down and gets 10, 12 feet and feels like he's drowning and shoots to the surface.
Three minutes.
When you become a real proficient free diver, you start hyperventilating, you slow the respiratory system down, and you can actually forget when to breathe. So that's when it gets dangerous.
Yeah, that isn't a good thing, when you forget breathe.
That's true.
Yeah, but I do want to find out some of his techniques, because we were talking to Gene Flipsy there from our wild dolphin encounter dive that we're going to do with Explorer Ventures here in September, Neil. And I got to tell you, I would like to be a better free diver because, you know, we're divers and we like working the tank and all that kind of stuff and having that freedom. But to even be able to hang down underwater for, say, you know, 2.5 minutes. And a lot of the free diving people I've talked to, like Martin, he's told me before, 2 minutes, no problem, man. You can do that easy.
No, you can't. I mean, there's
no
hard.
Oh, it's hard?
It's not hard. You can you take a week off and train with somebody, and you're going to get 70 or 80 feet.
4 minutes.
4 minutes, he's held his breath. Now, right, this is what do they call this, apnea, sleep apnea? No. It's static apnea or something, isn't it?
It's shallow water blackout, I don't know.
No, I mean where you just hold your water.
Yeah, hang on.
Or hold your breath underwater. So, I don't know. He's doing good. Still saying he's giving the okay sign. That's a good sign.
He can hold his breath as long as a dolphin.
Yeah, do you find that, I don't know, what's the word? Do you find that appealing that he can hold his breath so much or so long there, Abby?
I suppose it has its advantages. You can figure out ways to utilize that talent. So that's all I could say.
Okay, that's enough, I think. There's nothing else, not more we'd want to say, I don't think, is there?
I don't think we have one of the bleeping machines, so yeah, that's...
Nikki?
She went into full detail about 10 minutes ago to me.
Okay, we'll keep that conversation to your imagination.
5 minutes.
Actually, though, I think that if he were to do that, he'd start to cramp up after a while, wouldn't
he? Yeah, it could be. He's just hit 5 minutes. Single Scott's with us, too, here, by the way. Come here, Scott. Come here.
Yes, sir.
And he's going on our wild dolphin excursion. Are you a free diver? Have you ever done that?
I have not, but it's amazing what he's doing over there.
I think if we got to be better free divers, that'd be good for our wild dolphin excursion September 6th, don't you think?
Yeah, you could free dive with them, and if you learn to do that, your tank of air would probably last you about 3 hours.
Well, maybe. I don't know if that's really what you wanted to do, but, you know, having the freedom to dive for a couple minutes down to 70, 80 feet and not have to worry about getting on your dive gear, you know, so you can get in quick with the dolphins and stuff would be impressive. And there may be some other applications, according to Mermaid Abbey, that might come in handy in other aspects of life, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I think we should start training for that immediately.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, how's things going with you? Don't you have a friend you want to do a little shout-out today here in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, I was going to say hi to Michelle.
6 minutes.
Six minutes. All right. Hey, let's hear it for Martin. 6 minutes so far. Holy smokes.
Hi to Michelle. Wish you were here.
All right, this is when we really start counting. He made six minutes, 33 seconds last time. Da-da-da. All right.
And he's still giving the okay. He's still kicking. He has little signals he gives his dive buddy. He says, yeah, I'm still alive.
When he flips over, we have a problem.
I don't think that's it. I think it's when he sinks to the bottom. That's when you know there's an issue. But see, that's what, you know, it's cool stuff. It really is cool stuff. And, you know, free diving comes in very handy.
6 minutes and 30 seconds, and he's still face down.
When you're trying to.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. Just came up.
6 minutes.
6 minutes, I think 45 seconds.
Six minutes. 45.
He beat last year. 6 minutes and 45 seconds. That is absolutely amazing.
640. 640 even.
Just a jog in the park.
All right, a hand for Martin.
For this world free diving champion. Impressive stuff. So he's going to be rested. You know, I don't know. They're going to bring him back to life.
We're going to send Abby
over here and explain what he did.
Let's send Abby over to resuscitate him.
Oh, he needs mouth-to-mouth.
Yes.
Oh, there they go. They ran right over immediately.
Never seen him
pop
up.
So, yeah, we'll talk to him about what went into this little demonstration, how easy indeed it is, and maybe some techniques that he can share with us that might apply to you at home as well. And not to mention the fact we have to give away a trip to the Bahamas, Neil. Because, you know, we're not free divers, we're not breath hold champions, but being able to control your airflow will come in very handy for this little giveaway we're going to do to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash.
Absolutely.
Because we have the Scuba Radio conch. You've blown it before, haven't you?
I've blown the conch.
You want to blow it? You want to show everybody how it goes? No. You don't want to do this? Barry, you want to try that and just give them a little demo?
No, I can't.
Nobody wants to touch it.
I do have someone that can do it. Possibly.
Yes. He won't do it, but he'll have Allie, his daughter, do it. Has it been sanitized, Barry? We had it done that. Okay.
Scott took care of it.
Scott wiped his saliva all over it. And Allie, who you have heard on Scuba Radio many times in the past, she's one of our first listeners over 11 years ago. And here she is all grown up and blowing the Scuba Radio conch.
I think she was using it like a cell phone before.
Ain't it amazing?
It is. You want to blow it there? Show us your breath control. No,
you're not supposed to put it to your ear and hear the ocean. You're supposed to blow it.
Yes, you can do both. There she goes. The idea is to control length. You know, the longer the better is what we're going for. Look at it. She's not going to stop. She's going to go for 6 minutes and 45
seconds. Look out, Martin. Woo! Look out, Martin. You got some competition here.
6 years of trumpet playing.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, excellent. That was a nice little example of what we're going to be looking for the conch blowing competition. We do this every year at Ocean Fest, don't we, Neil?
Absolutely, we do.
But
this
year,
a lot more.
It's very special because Lucia at Coral Caverns Resort has been very nice to donate a trip for two for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash Memorial Day weekend. We got a group, an unbelievable group of Scuba Radio stars, mainly Bill the Producer. And the crowd goes crazy.
I'll
and the crowd
you.
Goes wild. Well, at least the canned crowd does.
Right.
But people on site like, who?
What?
Bill, I know.
They've never seen me.
You don't exist. You're just a voice. You're just that voice that won't go away. It keeps talking in people's heads, right?
It's like many ways, Greg.
Okay. What's the guy on Home Improvement, you know, or you just see
Wilson.
Wilson, yeah, he's
Wilson, like that.
You're Wilson of Scuba Radio. Nobody
Maybe.
Recognizes
he could
you.
Be.
Just a voice.
There's a chance.
He could be.
I don't know. We didn't make Bill blow the conch though to go on this trip. Well, I guess we did. That'll have to do because he's going. But we're going to find two here in the audience that are going to go with us too here momentarily as we blow the Scuba Radio conch for Ocean Fest 2008. Stay close to the world's first radio show. The voters are done.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio Divers Consumer Tip number 63. Remember, BC stands for buoyancy compensator and should not reference the time in which you purchased your gear.
That is so silly.
Always remember, blood clots, rubber rots.
You are totally making this up. What the hell's the matter with you?
What does that mean? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good diving safety tip in the studio. Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. Jeff, how you doing?
Feeling fine, Greg.
You look it. A very picture of health. It reminds me of a question I wanted to ask you.
What's that?
Well, you know, we've talked about dive preparation and planning, and one of the aspects we always discuss is being physically ready for a dive. But since it's always part of the list, I want to make sure divers understand what we really mean. Do you mind talking about that?
Not at all. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
An excellent idea.
I thought you'd like that. Well, what can divers do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready?
That's actually a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear and dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Get plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes energy levels, it can impair judgment, and it can decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to the dive, and especially on the night before.
I'll never argue with more sleep. What else can we do?
Drink more.
I'll definitely never argue with that.
Water.
Oh.
Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to the dive. Try and keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum as they tend to dehydrate, which is obviously not the goal.
Well, what about eating well?
Definitely. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Anything that combines the mental and physical?
For sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of the starting status. When you wake up the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
Yep. And there's not one of us that can say we're not guilty of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it, and I give you a hard time. But what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on a cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation, but don't forget to take care of yourself, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back in Fort Lauderdale, getting ready for the official Scuba Radio Conch Blowing Competition for two tickets to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash at Andros at Coral Caverns Resort. But first, Martin Stepanek has just made it to the stage. How are you doing, Martin?
Hey,
welcome.
Good.
Oops, sorry about that. Yeah, you just held your breath for 6 minutes, or what was it?
6:40.
That is quite impressive. So what do you do? Are you thinking of like a babbling brook in the middle of nowhere to like calm yourself and become all zen-like or what? How do you do this
stuff? Yeah, actually the trick is thinking of nothing.
Thinking of nothing. Yeah, I do that all the time. That's how I do the show every week.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a natural, is what you're saying. I might have.
You are. For me, it was really hard to clean up your mind, but obviously for you, it's been.
Yeah, there's not much up there. So what are you going to do? So wait, Abby, could you do this? Were you impressed with Martin's performance?
As he
stands here and drips over you.
Yes, I was very impressed with the performance, and I will say that I do think Greg could possibly do it because he's got a lot of empty space up there.
Yeah, whatever.
So I think he could probably.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, I don't need any. I can take care of myself.
No, but I was trying to hold my breath along with you. I got to about 6:33.
Okay, that's enough.
Good,
just
right?
Be quiet.
That's good.
All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
All right, we got just a couple
of
minutes for a photo op right now. This is a great time to get a picture of the mermaids.
My swimming pool.
Really good time to get a picture of the mermaids.
A beautiful
right? This is a great time to get a picture of the mermaids. You hear what I'm saying?
Not expensive. Rustic.
It's an excellent time,
a full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive lessons. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing.
Is this a good time? You guys like what you're seeing? You're digging this, aren't you?
Cavern.
Are you really loving this?
Walls, fish, and sharks.
All right, already.
It's good stuff.
What is this
it's good
place?
Stuff indeed.
I thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas.
What?
Coral Caverns Dive Resort.
Oh, you want me out of the mic? Out of the picture. Is that what you're saying?
Coral Caverns Dive Resort.
Okay, I'll get out of the picture.
Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Just had a, I don't know.
There was an innocent bystander over here that almost got
hit. That is just not right. Bill, I'm going to blame that on Bill, but we had a water balloon malfunction here right at the end of that break, and I apologize. But what are you going to do? Martin, how you doing, buddy? You held your breath. You just did your little photo op of the mermaids. Doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, life is nice.
Life is nice. But now, your website for people who want to learn more about free diving is what? Because you teach this to slubs like me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just visit www.divefit.com, and you can learn all about it. It's actually pretty simple. It looks very amazing when people jump in the water and they can hold their breath for a long time. Everybody thinks, oh, they're either gifted or they do a lot of hard training and all this stuff. No, not really, actually. It's in capacity of any one of these guys and girls over here to hold their breath between 3.5 and 5 minutes or dive 100 feet.
Really? So, okay, we got, like, I was talking to Neil earlier about a trip we have coming up for, Andros. We're going to Andros in a couple weeks, but in September, we're going to the Bahamas for a wild dolphin adventure. And we hope to, free dive with wild dolphins. So I need to brush up on my free diving. Do I need to do a course? Is there any, tips you can give me to just improve my skills right there on the spot or what?
It's a little too complex just to give you a couple of tips and silver bullets. There's none.
What if I have mermaids with me? Is that a plus or a negative when trying to work your freediving skills up a bit?
Well, it comes... It's a hard decision, though.
It's a distraction, isn't it?
There are certain pluses in it, obviously, but there are some big negatives, like raising
higher
your
heart rate.
And
that's not good. And that has blood flow... Yeah,
blood flow.
Right. It's just not good. So that's probably not a thing. Or you need to figure out a way to control it some way, right?
Yeah, that would be the key for that.
So what kind of courses do you offer? Because you orchestrate them here out of Fort Lauderdale, too, don't you? Or what
most
do you
of
do?
The classes we offer right here from Fort Lauderdale, but we travel as well. We teach West Coast. We teach in foreign countries. And we have three levels. The level one is for total beginners who really don't know anything.
All right, wait, more coming up. Stay close.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
All right, we are at Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale, hanging out with Martin Stepanek, world record freediving champion. And by the way, Martin, how many records do you have? Have you lost count? Because it's like thousands now, isn't it?
No, I think it's about 11.
11. Oh, that's pretty close. And the longest you can hold your breath, like you did in the pool there, what's your record for that right now?
If I would get a little bit more preparation in a pool, I could hold my breath over 8 minutes.
Wow. And then when you're freediving, doing like a little 100-foot dive, what can you typically run? What's the average? Is it like 6?
Well, no, the average, actually, I keep around 3 and a half, because that doesn't get me tired, so I can do it all day long.
Yeah.
But I could probably pull out like 4 or 5 minute dives.
So you could take some schlub off the street like me, and we'd go through a little course. It'd take what, a couple weeks or what? What would you?
No, actually, it takes only 4 days.
Really? Okay.
But yeah. The whole beauty of the course is that I'm not gonna actually teach you anything new. I'm going to show you what you already know, but you didn't discover it yet.
Yeah, it's in me, is what you're saying.
That's what it is. That's why I say to anybody over here can dive 100 feet or hold breath 3.5 to 5 minutes.
All right, well, now between now and September, I got to figure out a way to make this happen because I want to dive with the wild dolphins, and they're telling me that I need to snorkel and free dive as opposed to do the scuba thing. So we need to figure this out, okay? And here's the deal. You teach me, but I'll promise to bring a mermaid or two. We got a deal?
You got it.
Okay, I know how to bargain. I know how to. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
You're
that was
welcome.
An excellent little demonstration. And by the way, you ever blown a conch before? With
no.
your breath holding skills.
No, I've never done that one.
Would you like to try? I would imagine you could probably blow the conch better than any guy on the planet. I mean, 8 minutes long, right? You want to hear him blow the conch? Are you willing to try, Martin?
Sure.
Okay, here he goes. He's a good sport. This is the official Scuba Radio conch. We've had it for 11 years. It's been cleaned. Well, we've had it 11 years. And you suck it out. Yeah. Think of a babbling brook. Here he goes. Blow. You got to blow harder. Come on, Martin.
You have to blow it like a trumpet.
There you go. Here he goes. I think he's got it. Look at him. He sucks it. He's working it. Okay, he's getting his support back. Babbling Brooks. Okay, that's good. That wasn't quite as impressive as your breath hold demonstration, Martin. I don't want to be cruel or unusual there, but it was first try, right?
Yeah, it was the first time.
Okay, you didn't have enough prep time. I understand. But that was good. Now, we got three people that we got a trip for the Bahamas on the line for. You just did that to humiliate yourself, so we thank you. No, that's good stuff. Give it up for Martin Stepanek, everyone. Come on.
Thank you, guys.
That's
thank
impressive
you.
Stuff. All right, let's talk to our conch blowers. What's your name?
Homer.
Homer. Oh, yeah, of course. Homer the mermaid. And then we have?
Terry.
And we have?
Andy.
Andy, Terry, and Homer. Who do you think, just by looking at them, has the best potential for blowing the conch? Well, we're going to find out here momentarily here because we have a trip for two to Coral Caverns Resort in the Bahamas. You can check it out at coralcavernsresort.com. And in what we're doing in a few weeks, Memorial Day weekend, we're going over there for a Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. So we got five of the Scuba Radio crew, Mermaid Abby. We have Bill the producer, myself, James and CJ, maybe even Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. Just the whole crew is going over there for a big old blowout.
Scott.
And we're going to do some diving on their new patent boat. And we'll get a winner next.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
Yeah, you know, that's from Scuba Tunes Volume 2. I think we may have a scuba-holic or two here at Ocean Fest, do we? Fort Lauderdale brings out the best in divers, and this is no exception for sure. Now we have Lucia from Coral Caverns Resort. Lucia, how you doing?
I'm okie dokie. How are you today?
I'm good. We almost have regular conditions of what you experience every day on Andros,
don't we? It's not 6 to 8 today, so that's good.
Yeah, well, that's right. No, but it's a beautiful day for sure, and it's like this every day in the Bahamas for sure. That's where we're going to go Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to the 26th, for the first ever Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. Are you ready for this? Do you think it's going to be big or what?
I'm completely ready. The village is ready. I've alerted the media and the police department.
Yes.
And,
what about the bail bondsmen?
Yeah, we don't have one of them.
Oh.
You're
I don't
on
know
your
if that's
own.
Good or
if
bad.
You go to Fox Hill, you're on your own. But we still have some spots available for you to join
purchase.
Us, too. You can purchase it. Go to Undersea Adventures. Can't remember the number. Go to the website. You know, we'll get you up there.
CoralCavernsResort.com.
CoralCavernsResort.com. We still got a few slots left for people that want to join us.
So. Yes. So if you want to join us for a last-minute excursion over to Andros for Memorial Day weekend, this will be the trip you'll want to book for sure.
Absolutely.
And now what we're doing here at Ocean Fest, however, we're actually giving away two spots to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. So we're going to invite one of these three people we have on stage right now with us to the Bahamas for Memorial Day weekend. Now, we don't promise to get them back.
It's true. It could be a one-way trip.
It could be. But they, once they get there, it's on their own. We'll take care of them once they get there for sure.
Three worthy competitors, too. We can hang with any of these three people.
Yes.
Don't you think?
We have three competitors that are going to blow the conch. Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, now what? How are we going to do this? Who should go first?
Ladies first.
We have two guys and a gal.
Ladies first.
Ladies first,
absolutely.
Really? She wants to see another.
I think she gets a practice blow.
She gets a practice blow. One practice blow per player. Does what?
If my practice blow is good, do I get to keep it?
Well,
I don't know.
I'll
you
let you know in a few
though.
Minutes. Depends on how well you do. Okay. Are you ready? You just no, you don't have to hold anything. You just got to pucker up and blow. She has big lungs. She ought to do well.
I can see
this
that.
Is practice. Yes. Okay, go ahead. Go for it. This is Terry. Come on, Terry. Go. Blow. Blow again. Okay, she had a little reinforcement there. All right. What I think, Terry, you need to move to the front here. Okay, you need to pucker up. Think of a babbling brook. Think of Martin Stepanek's breath-holding techniques. Think of something. Take a big breath. Go. Well, that's not bad. What do you think?
Like, yeah.
That's okay.
That was like a well mating call. That was awesome.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Greg, that sounded like humpback.
All right, let's try our next victim. I mean contestant. You want to wipe it off first?
That sounded like the cattle were dying.
All right, Homer, step up to the plate here. This is Mermaid Homer. It's going to blow the Scuba Radio conch. See what it can do. One, two, three, go.
Homer, that was creative. Very creative.
Not bad. Not bad for Homer.
I think it's interesting that there's all these whales showing up to the beach now.
Yes. We have migrating whales in the bay here off of Fort Lauderdale. All right, and are you ready? Are you ready for this? You've done this before.
Yes, I have.
All right, let's give it a shot. See what you can do. One, two, three, go. He took a breath.
Wow.
I saw a cheat.
That's hard.
I saw a cheat. That was hard. Very
took
hard.
Took like 12 breaths. Yeah.
I don't know. That was tough. Yeah. How'd you feel about that one? Uh-oh. We have the crowd is getting restless.
Not feeling the love at all.
We're going to have another blow here.
We could have to blow again.
You think? We can give one more try. And I'll tell you, since none of you seem to be able to blow it worth a crap, step up the stage. And this time, when you blow it, I would perform. I'd work the crowd. It's all about the presentation. All right? All right, hit
it.
Go. One, two, three.
Oh, much better.
I don't know. Okay, that was a good shot. Come on, Homer. Step up here, Homer. Give it a shot. Work the crowd.
Right.
Do what you
got to
do. He's wiping it on his butt.
I'm not sure Homer
is his
real
blows
name.
It. There you go. Now we're talking. Work it out. Work what your mama gave you. All right, that wasn't bad.
That wasn't
bad. Let's give Terry one more shot.
Come
Terry, what are you going to do?
All right, Terry.
Womanhood.
Oh, here we go.
Wenches rule.
Here you go.
There you go.
Wench's rule, evidently. Oh, she's bending over, shaking her groove thing.
Ow! She's making that up.
Wow. Just keep going. I'm starting to like this. Very nice. Very nice.
She definitely had flair.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. Abby, you have any comment about this? What do you think?
You know, Terry definitely had a performance. I'll tell you that much.
She had a performance.
And there might be some beluga whales over here now at the beach, so we got to give her credit for that.
Thank you. Excellent job.
Yeah. I don't know if it was mating season, but...
Either that or dying possums, one of the two. I'm not sure.
Greg, there's Barry. Only one person that's blown the conch shell so far.
What do you mean?
Done it right.
What?
There's
Who?
Only one person that's done it right.
Why? Who's that?
That one over there.
I did it right too.
Who? What are you talking about? Oh, well, yeah, of course. Allie. We got a
ringer. I did a pretty well job myself.
You did what?
I did a swell job myself.
You did a swell job?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, let's confer during the break and decide who we're going to award this trip to. And we'll make at least one person very, very happy. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale. You guys having a good time? Obviously, this is where you should be if you're in South Florida this weekend. But if not, fear not. You can join us on site in the Bahamas Memorial Day weekend by going to Coral Caverns Resort and dialing up the number and booking a space to join us. However, we have three people on stage that just blew the scuba radio conch. They've had their shots, I hope. Homer, have you had your shots?
Had my shots.
All right, good. Because if not, we have an ointment for you to take home as a consolation prize. However, we're kind of stumped here on site. Basically, the consensus of the conch-blowing judges, Lucia being one of them, was that none of the three, they all sucked instead of blew. And so, Bill, the producer, we may have to defer to you back in our studio in Orlando. Do you have any comments about our conch blowers?
Well, I will say this. We have a lot of real high-tech instrumentation here.
Yeah.
So we've actually been analyzing all of the conch blowing attempts.
Nice.
What we've discovered is that actually Homer had the best performance of being able to hold one note for the longest time. It's actually a 1.75 seconds.
Wow. Let's
so,
give it up.
Congratulations to Homer.
Homer.
I believe he is the big wiener.
He is the big wiener for
nice.
Blowing the Scuba Radio Conch. And, you get a trip for two to join us on the Scuba Radio Bash Memorial Day weekend and a herpes-like virus.
There you go.
So, no, I'm just joking.
On the house.
About the trip. No, I'm just joking. But seriously, congratulations. You going to join us Memorial Day weekend in the Bahamas? All right. There we go. We got Homer. To witness the festivities. It's going to be a good time, isn't it, Lucia?
We're going to have a blast.
It is. This is a typical Ocean Fest. We'll be here again next year. Give it up for the Scuba Radio Mermaids.
Thank you.
How about these Scuba Radio Mermaids? They are pretty good. Oh, hello. Oh, my God. What happened? They're all wet.
We can't even. That's just a cheap shot. We're in tails. We can't even
balloons
run.
Balloons at them. Oh, my God. That is... Oh,
and they're holding the mics.
Now, that was just too much.
Next time you see Kevin, he'll be speaking in a much higher voice. I guarantee that. Right? And all of you ladies, if you want to help me out with that, go ahead. If you see him walking around, look for that guy.
God bless him. All right. Well, there you go. We had to have our mermaids get a little wet, didn't we? Didn't we? All right,
that'll do it for this year.
Have fun at Ocean Fest. We'll be back next week. And then, till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.